Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, fellow night owls. You are listening to a late show edition of Satisfied the Greatness Within You. I'm co-host Talk Dude, and across from me is the one and only Organic OK. Organic, come on, speak up. Let them know you're here.
All right, this show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. My name is comedian Organic OK. Don't announce I'm across from you. Just say hello. Don't say nothing. Don't say none of that. Come on. Stop making everything so disabled. Just tell them where you at. Don't say you're across from me. I mean, just say that. Because you are not being organic. You're being cross-contamination. Because we're not in front of each other or across from each other. We will be at some point in time, but today we're not.
So, anywho, personal people, listen up. Get involved with our cause. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Okay, so the thing, I see a lot of conversations where people are babysitting the unhealthy filth that people have that they don't want to clear out. And you can talk about all these things that you think help somebody. And you can see quite often people that you see that they're going to undermine you. You can see they always tend to have a different reserve point of view. You think that all these persons don't know something. No, they just don't trust you. They don't appreciate what you're doing. And you may be going out your way, but that's like someone's mugging you. They don't care what you got to pay with your bills. They want what you got. And we have to understand so often, people that you're trying to educate and give the information could be the direct person that's trying to destroy you. And the people that's really destroying you already, they already don't waste no time. Even acting like they're the person that they just get directly to it, and the other parties just fall in place, you know. And that's what you're dealing with in most of the cases. And it's rare for people actually able to truly say inspirational things to you and not give you the problem. People tend to give you inspiration, and they are not necessarily the ones that's giving you the solution to your problem. They give you inspiration. Inspiration sometimes is like when somebody's not giving you a problem, that can be inspiration, just them that's not bothering you. But sometimes you can figure things out on your own merit, right? But it's like people want to act like, oh, I got information, and then they want to actually create this kind of narrative where they're the outlet, they're the one-all, you know, like, if I don't give you information, you ain't going to have information. It's like, well it doesn't necessarily work that way because you're doing all types of people that's inspiring you. You know, even if you're isolated somewhere, you got people that inspire you, maybe for your music, audio books. You know, it's a lot of capacity how people can inspire you and don't necessarily have to be directly in front of you from a physical standpoint, right? So it's a lot of ways that people can inspire you. You can look at somebody and they wave at you from a distance. They'll make eye contact. They can inspire you. Because they'll be doing something, and you're like, oh, I like that. You know? But, yeah, this is comedian Organic OK. And I'm about to get ready to have Talk Dude respond to it. What do you feel?
Okay, let's talk about basically, you want to talk about satisfying your greatness. Let's talk about what personal and what greatness in the way you want to satisfy this evening. How about physically? Are you not in the best shape that you possibly want to be in? What do you think would help?
No.
Some people.
I'm not in the best shape as I'm supposed to be. I'd be lying to my example of a lie, telling the truth, and being across. I'd be just more distraction and be like falling out, having a tantrum. Now you got people having a tantrum. You know, it's like, man, tantrum being destructive. Yeah. So, excuse me for interrupting you.
Yeah. All right. ask yourself, what is it exactly do you want to change? What do you want to, now what do you want to do? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to gain weight? Do you want to personally better tone, whatever? Pinpoint exactly. One of the biggest problems people have is that they're not quite sure in what way exactly how they want to get better. Some of them are vague about it. I don't know. I just want to be better. I just want to have a few more bucks in my bank account. I just want to weigh less.
One of the things people – keep going. You're going. You're getting somewhere. Keep going.
Okay. All right. Let me start by something. Are there basically bad habits you want to break? Are you used to basically getting the wrong kind of food? Is it cheaper? Are you basically buying it because it's what I can afford? Or maybe you're doing it because it's what I always buy. Afraid to make that decision. I want to live a little healthier. I want to be more in shape. I want to live a little greener. But I don't like to make the transition. I do like eating processed food. I do like eating certain things. None of us can. I do like eating something right out of the box.
Stop a moment. You got to stop a moment. I got to respond to some of that. You're saying a lot, and I got to respond to some of this, sir. So listen to this, everybody. At a certain point, once you recognize, sometimes people don't have to necessarily lose weight. Sometimes they tone it up, and it looked like they lost weight because they toned up. And when they get on the scale, they're like, wow, I haven't lost any weight. All right, keep going.
All right. So they basically say the problem is because it's been a way, it's because I've gotten older. You know that sort of a thing, don't you? You haven't just gotten, you're not an age where you may not be growing anymore, but maybe somehow, just maybe, metabolism isn't what it used to be. The body's digesting food like it is. You might be basically putting on calories and it's showing. Is your stomach sagging just a little bit? Just a little bit? Maybe other parts of you?
Some people, because their metabolism is so shot with them, what they're eating, they're eating a lot of nutrition stuff. It's things that they're not fueling their body to be, you know, supercharged up and having energy levels. They can be exhausting their body in a way that they drag their body down. Their bodies feel like, man, I don't know if I got to work for you or work for my body. Your bodies feel like, oh, no, this is too much. It give up on you. It just abandon you. Keep going.
Okay. Ask yourself, what is the pinpointed problem? What do you want, firstly? I want to lose a few pounds. I'm not talking about getting totally shredded, but the first step is maybe losing a few pounds. I mean, people say, I'm trying to get bigger, but there's good weight and bad weight. You know what that is, don't you?
Can you explain that to those that may not know?
Okay. You might want to get a little bit bigger because you don't want to be too skinny, too skeletal. And some people, this is a problem I've gotten. For a while I was happy that I was putting on some weight, but I noticed something. The belly was just expanding, and everything else remained stick thin. This is a problem. Why isn't the weight redistributing throughout the body?
That's one thing about you got a different kind of weight, right? You got muscle weighs more than fat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some people that's big, they bigger when they're big. Sorry, you got to back your mouth away from the intercom because it feeds somebody too much. So you have someone that, you know, they have the mass of meat that's not tone and muscle, lean is fat. It goes around that actual and it expands, so it looks really big. But then you got those that got lean muscle and lean skin, you know. Then you see, this person looks really thin, right? And that's one of the things too. Like when you have fat, you got a lot of fat around the muscle. The muscle and the fat look really bulky. When people tone the fat, less of fat around the muscle, just seeing, you know, the definition, you know, in people. And some people, they're the op, you know, you ever see somebody describe themselves and you think that's a disaster, and you see it, and you're like, wow. It redefined what weight looked like. You'd be like, my goodness, that looked great on you. You see? So when you have those kind of organic platforms, your body's great of winging your, you know, your muscle, winging, oh, my goodness, that's so great. As you say. Sir, can you respond?
Thank you. Okay, I will. I will. Let me just start by starting baby steps. Okay, let's say basically your problem is you want to get a little bit more into shape. There are things that help. You've heard the whole drinking water throughout the day, but let me tell you how to do it right. 8 glasses, 11? No, see, it all depends on how big you are and how much you work out and how much you eat and what kind of medication you take. See, it varies the amount of water you should.
Everybody take medication.
Some do, some don't. Actually, there are people who basically take nowadays medication for anything because life has become so stressful and personal and whatever. Now, everybody's on some kind of pill, virtually.
Almost everybody, man, that's a lot of people. Not almost everybody. That's a little too generalized.
Now, here's the trick. You should have a steady diet of water throughout the day based on your size, your height, your weight, your length, what you eat, all that.
They tell you about, like, based on how much you weigh, you want to drink a certain amount of water so your body can get flushed all in your organs and things like that. You know, and so sometimes some people may drink, I drink a big glass of water, and you see the water, they say, man, that's like 24 ounces of water. You drink one of those periods through the day, not multiple times, and you drink, like, 17, I'm exaggerating, you drink 17 drinks of 16, 14 ounce, and these things are, oh my goodness, so you think your organs and things like that and your body metabolism for a majority of people, that's really helping them? No way. Too much sugar in there. You know, too many things that make your body, then hereditary, a lot of people, you know, got a lot of diabetics in their family. They got other genetic issues. So that sugar is, like, really beating them up, as you were saying. It takes so long. I'm thinking you take a commercial break on the show.
Not yet. We don't have enough sponsors for that. You know, it might be nice if we have a little bit of more advertising, but the point is, I was trying not to interrupt you. Okay, now here it is. Understand something.
Hey, I feel like you're not trying to talk about my dreams. You took so long, like you're trying not to interrupt my dreams, man, and I was sleeping.
Glad you can admit that. Okay, now here it is. So listen carefully. You got to drink a certain amount of water throughout the day, but let me tell you how to do it. Have a water bottle. Keep it filled. I like the fact that you're easily amused.
Because we have a water bottle, man. People make containers out of all kinds of objects. Things they find in their house, they ain't got the money or just want to be cheap or find some reusable resource to, like, well, I'm going to just take this cup I bought from the store and I'm going to just use this and make, I'm going to dream like this. You know, some little cups they be having, man, they almost look like the stuff you're going to buy have anyway. So they're like, oh, well, and I'm going to take this part because I don't want to leave it outside. And then now we deal with COVID-19. We deal with other issues. If you don't want to take stuff out the house and use it again, just take it out and keep it outside, you know, and kind of bring it back in somewhat. As you say.
Okay, back to it. Okay, here it is. You know the certain amount of water you should drink, and drink it. Drink it heavily. And try to avoid basically any kind of dirty water, any kind of filthy. Hydrated stuff you can have, the better. You can even purify your own water in a lot of ways. You can almost boil it so it's clean, and then, you know, put it in a... But look, here's something else. Be sure to basically relieve. Urinate all that out so basically you don't basically get into the case of hydro poisoning. Too much water in the stream, we start drinking water like a fish, and that gets a problem. The problem is you got to filter that stuff out also.
a lot of people don't know about hydroportion. Can you go into that? You just went over something.
It's when too much of a good thing, water, the building block, the elixir of life, Adam's ale.
Oh, my goodness.
Toxifies you.
Oh, man, you just throw that at us, man. You've been holding that in.
That's the real thing. This is about, oh, God. This is about satisfying greatness. This is about self-improvement in all factors. I'm told about the power of positive thinking, but now we're talking about action.
Man, that sounds exciting, man. I think people that understand what you said, man, you just dived into that. I mean, I think you really didn't realize how important that you just said something that really it can really connect to somebody's life. And understanding that how you excite people's opinion, that's what really what party is, right? You have all kind of level of party and entertainment, and someone from the outside that experienced all types of stuff, they said this is very cheap. And you start seeing people appreciation. That's how people culture is, right? You ever see people different cultures and they see how they dance? And it's their main dance. It's the dance everybody trying to teach you how to do. And people are like, are you serious? That's a dance? Mm-hmm. People be laughed out of the damn party. Some of these dances people cultures is, and that's a dance pretty special. And people are like, are you serious? Some dances people do, it look like somebody lazy. That's the dance. Or you'd be laughed at, you say, oh, you uncoordinated. And that's the dance. Sir, when you're talking to a receiver, if you get a chance, make sure that your mouth is not by the phone so you're breathing. It won't sound like you're breathing on the phone. They appreciate that. They appreciate the knowledge. And to tell you something, I really appreciate it. I think that because that was organic, and I appreciate the information you gave. It's very informative, you know, and I think it wakes people up from an organic place. Happy, better years and better days to those out there that's dealing with a more, you know, wedgie on your, you know, life and the experience that you have never experienced, and this is happening at this time. And I like to say that I appreciate the time and thank everybody for listening to this program, and thank you for your time, Tough Dude, for taking your time and expressing this information. And thank the listeners for listening. I appreciate your listening. Even if you're not responding, I appreciate what you're doing. It's no, but you should do this. It's no, I appreciate it. And I know how people see things. People have different insights. You know, it's like someone come across them and they look for something else. That's how it happens sometimes. Some people listen to you by accident and then find out that the accident was not knowing. Now they know, and then they're like, all right, listen to the show. But we want to apologize about the time frame because we want to make sure that it's not inconvenience to your life. Once you start helping someone, you have to be, you know what I mean, like really put a timer on how you respond to them. Because we get like, you know what I mean? Like, we want to be appreciative and want to understand that we do have different life obligations, right? But at the same time, you make somebody, you like, you realize how you really can help somebody. You're like, you're really taking the time. And like, if you was like babysitting someone's depression and you was like, that one moment that you was not available could change my life for the worse, right? So it's so important. When you come onto a show platform, understanding the information you're doing can really change your life and their life, and not even knowing it. All right, Tough Dude.
We've gone through water, which is the best thing to drink. Don't be afraid not to basically ingest any other things like coffee, tea. But listen, here's the thing: if you drink alcohol. Once again, drink responsibly. I don't recommend it at all, but once again, if you must, drink responsibly. But here's the thing. Whenever you have sugar, a lot of sugar or salt, you must have a greater water intake. And that includes alcohol, too. You have to have a greater water intake. It's about purifying the body.
Now that we've got people, because they have so much salt and stuff, they can have, like, fluids on their lungs and stuff. That's how some people have walking pneumonia, because they have so much sodium and salt build up in their body. You know, and so it's important to be careful on the water intake because they say that the actual salt, it can hide fluid. You don't know if fluid be there and it be hidden, and that's how people have walking pneumonia. There's a lot of aspects in ways that, because we don't know, we're not thoroughly clear about these things to the point where people's custom need is not necessarily met, and that could fall short by the wayside and then not even provide what's needed for them to be effective for that time and place in their life. Thank you, everybody. This is Community Organic OK, and the co-host is Talk Dude, and you were saying Talk Dude?
Well, you're making it sound like we're sounding out now. It's only 11:21. 21 minutes after the hour here on the program, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Please call in. Put your two cents in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, there's other things to talk about. Like, okay, what you eat next. Got to decide what kind of physique you want. What kind of physique you need.
Are we going to waste the whole show talking about weight and size and putting people through this kind of measurement? They're like, I don't have an emotional measuring cup to measure this properly. Can you give me something else that I can, like, can we, for a few minutes, some point in time, we got a short period of time to do it, but can we add something else in people's lives that is trying to get over the weight? How can you teach someone how to do better with themselves?
I've devoted a lot of time on the show. Well, I don't just mean this episode, but shows in general, talking about the power of positive thinking. I'm talking about taking action. We decide there's another thing. Ask yourself another question. Do you want to lose a little bit of weight, the bad kind of weight? There are ways. Look, I recommend yoga and Pilates for just about anybody. I think everybody needs that as a form of fitness, a healthcare, mind, and body maintenance.
What can people do when they are dealing with mobility issues and maybe where they stay at, they don't really have the most positive, you know, arrangements where they stay. Maybe they stay at someone's house and they really feel comfortable with doing too much to someone's house. How do you make people, you know, see, you know, their mind and how people, because, you know, when you see something, you try to generalize it from your point of view. Not you, but just people, as you know, at times they don't necessarily see how people's, you know, how they've been, not just physically, you know, pinned in a very narrow place, but emotionally, because how people can just take you apart emotionally and physically, things are not even making sense because you've just been pushed around, and you know what I mean. So your mind is being, you know, in a sense, derailed and under, you know, educated in a way that you're losing the knowledge that you learn, and you feel like there's no hope. You know, how do people get out of that? Sir, you can talk today.
Oh, I can talk now. Okay, good. Thank. Well, look, as I told you, there's such a thing as positive thinking. One thing that helped me was, you know, nowadays you have internet and basically every form of music, whatever, is free of download, free of charge, including relaxation music. I used to listen to this sort of stuff. It wasn't just relaxing. There was motivational stuff at the end of it. See, it started out as basically the sound of crickets and a waterfall and a stream and whatever going down. And then it would end with this triumphant, powerful, life-affirming music. And I just get up in the best mood. And really, I think everybody should listen to that also. That's something that really everyone should get behind. Everyone should get into it. All these things are steps you can take to a greater self. And I think everybody out there should. You can look it up online. There's such a thing as motivational music. You should listen to sort of relaxation stuff to go to sleep, but when it segues into more upbeat, powerful, what have you, everyone should listen to that when they sleep. You can find your whole attitude and mentality on life change in a much more positive direction. You can feel life getting better.
Man, sound like the way to actually truly inspire organic. Thank you, Top Dude. This is Community Organic, okay? And this show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Would you like to say any more words for your final, you know, wrapping up this show?
Okay. Another thing that helps. Try some ginseng. Try a little bit of that in the bloodstream. That's for everybody. If you feel a little bit too stressed out, a little bit too tense or whatever, put some of that in the bloodstream. You can feel yourself relaxing. You should feel relaxed. Relaxation really can be a thing. You should find a way to relax. Some of you just find the quicker, easier route of smoking or drinking. Now you do what you want, but I'm telling you, you have to find better ways to unravel than that. When you try to use the worst kind of unhealthiest drugs, which are like a shortcut, the side effects are gruesome, you know? But, of course, you have to ask yourself, what is your personal greatness? What it is you need.
Say that last part again.
And what it is you need.
I think that varies, you know, like if you're running and you're dehydrated, you need to be, you know, rehydrated, right? So people mostly dehydrated, they don't know that they're just like destroying it. And realizing that, you know, it's half the battle. There's the other half is what you do with it. Once you realize and put that to, you know, proper use. Right? No, so this is Comedian Organic OK, and the show is called Satisfying the Greatness. After Tom Dew says his last words, I'm going to finalize my words, and he's going to take over the rest for the minute or two we have. All right? All right, so what is your final words?
My final word is continue to think positively. That is the first step. You can do this. You can change your life. You can basically learn how to adjust to the foods and the active life and get the results you want. It's a conversion, yes, but you can do it. It can be done. It can be tough saying goodbye to the old you in a lot of ways because you knew that person. That person was you. But you can embrace it. You can basically get better. You can get better. You can be better. Get better. And the answer really, everyone's body type is different. There are foods that may be bad for you. I know they can be cheap and tasty, delicious and convenient. Maybe one of the few things that made your life worth living. But you can find out how basically making major life changes can give you the life you want. You have been listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. It is 11:28 here on the program, and we are getting ready to clock out. Remember, you can find us on the web, all of us. Look it up, Satisfying the Greatness Within You, and listen to our programs. Take our advice. We're at 1-515-605-9709. Of course, the number's only active when we're on the air. Call in sometime. Call in sometime and you can get results. I think that's it, isn't it? All right. I'd like to thank you all for listening. Thank you all for basically joining to the cause. Thank you. And good night. Do you have anything to say, Organic? You have anything to say?
Yes, Organic. What I want to do is I'm gonna just reflect in your growth and make sure that you're nurtured in life that I can assist in the manner that I can assist properly. Organic. Thank everyone. This is Community Organic. Okay. Good night and rest your soul as Organic will be more into your evolving in life.
Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you. And good night.